on offense. A 2nd and 8 awaits them at the Chillicothe 44-yard line.
Plenty of time, just under 6 minutes left in the half. So they have plenty of time to put together a scoring drive. Chillicothe needs to step up on defense just a little bit. Had good first two series game, but coming up.
Center, hand off to Talton. Talton's room gets into the secondary and brought down at the 39. A gain of 5. Back. Tackle made by DJ Gannon of the Hornets. He's going to be short of the first down by about 2 yards, but a positive yard pickup there by Talton.
He's shifty and hard to bring down sometimes, but so far Chillicothe has kept him in check, so to speak.
Kenny Grant back into the ball game. He's wide to the right. Babineau wide to the left. Talton lone setback. Talton gets the call, goes up the middle. He's got the first down and is brought down at the 36-yard line of the Hornets.
Yeah, just right up the middle of the big Lafayette offensive line, starting to wear down Chillicothe just a little bit, opening up a few holes down to the 35. So gain of 4, needed 2, picked up 4, another first down.
All right. Here's Lafayette Stone, the quarterback. We'll have Babineau wide to the right. Flank tight to the right is Jarrell Green. Kenny Grant is flanked tight to the left. Talton in the backfield. On 1st and 10, Stone takes a snap, just brings it around the left side, crosses the 35 of the Hornets, the 30, and goes out of bounds at the 25, 24-yard line of Chillicothe. That was an all-out just quarterback keeper around the left side of the line, and his speed, he was able to pick up a down on that first down carry. Austin Bussey on pursuit.
Yeah, he picked up 11 that time. I think that's their longest run from scrimmage so far. As Lafayette has it, 1st and 10 now from the 24-yard line.
Stone has Green and Talton in the backfield. Talton gets the call, cuts up through the middle, carries the line and the pile across the 20 down to the 18-yard line of Chillicothe.
Well, Chillicothe's starting to give up 4 yards a clip here. They need to stiffen up just a little bit here.
Talton is 5'9.5", 192 pounds. He's a senior. Connor Dixon was on the tackle. He's a senior. Austin Anderson also helped Dixon bring down Talton. Webster flanked tight to the right. Talton and Green split in the backfield. Talton gets the call. Green throws a block. Talton's to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Talton and the Lafayette Fighting Irish. Touchdown by the Irish with 4 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It's 10-6 now. Chillicothe with the lead.
Well, he just used that speed once he got it open space. He showed them what he's made of.
In to attempt the point after is Stephen Wilds, a sophomore, getting set to kick this extra point. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good. Almost blocked by Vincent, but it's still good by Wilds, and the score is now 10-7. Chillicothe on top with 4:05 remaining in the second quarter. Where the score right now is Chillicothe 10, St. Joe Lafayette 7, as Lafayette just scored their first point of the game on a DeAndre Talton touchdown run. The difference in this game is the 39-yard field goal made by Trevor Rieger with 6:14 left in the quarter. And so far, Randy, a very clean, very well-played game by both teams.
Yeah, it's just a good old-fashioned high school football game so far. We'll see what kind of leg the sophomore kicker has for Lafayette.
He's got it teed up at the south 40-yard line. Here's the kick. Low, spiraling kick that's taken at the 10. It's Hatfield with the carry. He's at the 15, the 20, and he's brought down right there as Lafayette's special teams unit is fired up after that tackle there. Actually, the carry was made by DJ Gannon. Kiefer Knox and Killen Kuritz were in on the tackle for Lafayette.
So Chillicothe takes over the 21-yard line, and it's about 4 minutes left in the half. Key thing is just keep getting positive yardage. You don't want to give up field position again and give Lafayette a chance to take some momentum into the locker room.
All right, here's the Hornets. They have 3:59 remaining here in the second quarter. Put some more points on the board against Lafayette. They've got Gannon and Vincent split in the backfield. Gannon gets the call, following Vincent around the left side. He goes and gets about 3 yards up to the 23-yard line. Chillicothe. Travis Webster was on the tackle for Lafayette.
And Lafayette starting to cheat their linebackers up just a little bit. They saw Chillicothe pass once and unsuccessful there, so they're starting to cheat them up and put a few more men in the box to defend the run.
Three backs are in the backfield. That's Hatfield, Gannon, and Vincent. Clampett takes the snap, counter pitches to Vincent, trying to find some room around the right side of the line. He's able to pick up a 2 yard gain there for the Hornet offense. Up to the 25 is Vincent. Elon White on the tackle that time for the Fighting Irish defense.
This is a third down we really need to make here. It's third and six at their own 25-yard line. So with the wind into your face, you really want to pick up a first down and keep this drive going. You don't want to give Lafayette another chance here in the half.
Lafayette has two timeouts remaining in this first half, as does the Hornets. Vincent will be wide to the right. He's the leading receiver on this football team. Gannon and Hatfield are split in the backfield. Back to pass goes Clampett. Throws quickly. Caught by Jacob Lewis at the 31st down as he's brought down at the 33-yard line. What a big first down pickup there by Clampett to Jacob Lewis.
The Hornets have been working on the pass a lot with Clampett. They spent most of their offensive practice time this week, I think, working on pass play, so it's nice to see it connect for a first down up to the 34-yard line. Nine.
First completion of the game for Clampett. He's one for two now. Seventh completion this year by Clampett at quarterback. Here's Vincent with the carry. He breaks two tackles at the line of scrimmage, crosses the 35, gets up to the 40. Ball comes loose, but the referees say that Vincent was down at the 39-yard line.
Yeah.
Austin Day on the tackle.
I think that was a good call in the NFL. That would be reviewed, but
we're not in the NFL.
No. What we have is second and five now and a 5-yard Vincent gain. He just does a nice job of hitting that hole, finding a hole and hitting it.
It wasn't a very big one that time, was it, Randy?
It wasn't. You know, he's really, you can see him progress every game. He improves and progresses.